Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, the healer's in the house by his Spirit. He is here. The scripture says he watches over his word to perform it. Praise God. First chapter of Jeremiah. So to see these things is very, very important. John 4:34. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work. John 5:30. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Praise God. Then 6:38, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, it is so important to see these things with your eyes. The 7th verse, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. 3 places that you can see the will of God. Number 1, in heaven. And Jesus prayed and said, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there any sickness in heaven? Well, of course not. Amen. And there are, God has names, and one of his names, that one of his redemptive names is Jehovah Rapha. I am the God that heals you. For him to ever stop healing, he would have had to have changed his name. But no, no. He said, I am God and I change not. I'm not about to change. And James said it like this, there is no shadow of turning in him. Now, what did that mean? Think about a sundial. That's the only way they had of telling time. Well, you have to have a shadow to tell time by the sun. And how you know it's midday is there's no shadow. There you have it. There's no shadow of turning in him. He just doesn't change. It's noon with him all the time. He is the bright, shining God. And we're born of the light. Hallelujah. So, now, to see the will of God in heaven, the will of God on earth, Jesus of Nazareth, the will of God in action. Amen. And you see him in action. That's the will of God. And read it for yourself. Great multitudes. How many people would be a great multitude? That's a lot of people. And he healed them all. There's no telling what kind of people were in that audience. None of them were born again. That didn't happen until after he went to the cross and was raised from the dead. Amen. All of them had need of a healer. All of them. And all of them that would believe what he said, that was the only requirement. Except he talked about repent, forgive. Now, look with me at the 10th chapter of Matthew. The 7th verse. Well, let's go back up to the first. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all manner of sickness. He gave them authority to do that. Well, how are they going to do it? Because he said so. Did they have to feel anything? No. He just gave them, they just had to believe what he said. All manner of disease. And there are people that say, well, he did this to prove that he was the Son of God and to prove that he was divine. Now, since I was not blessed with a Pentecostal background that believed that, now, and I'm not criticizing that, because Brother Hagin believed that at one time, and Jesus straightened him out. But I didn't know all that. And then when I began to read about it, I thought, well, hey, if he healed them, he healed me. I mean, what'd I do that I don't qualify? None of those people qualified either. It just made sense to me. Because I didn't have the background behind it that set me up to fail. And to, I'm optimistic anyway. If anybody got it, I plan on doing it myself. I always feared I could rather than to figure that I could not. Amen. And the reason I was that way, because my parents were like that. I have to tell you this, because this will help you, and particularly with children, and particularly with people in the church. Now, when I was a young boy, I just drew airplanes all over everything. And so right at the close of World War II, and they realized that, you know, this thing's over. So they released civil aviation to fly. We lived there in Abilene, and a friend of my dad's, I never did know who it was, called him and said, we're going to be flying Mr. Wooten's airplane. It was a Lockheed 12, the same type airplane that Amelia Earhart flew. So it was a nice airplane. And we went out there. Would you and your son like to come? And so then they put me up in the front seat. And the man that was flying it looked at me and he said, don't you touch anything. He must have seen the glaze in my eyes. I sat on my hands. And we flew all around Abilene and they got on the ground and the door was stuck and it took another 20 minutes to get it open. And I was flying. I got off of the ground. I actually looked down on the ground. I'm just beside myself. Now, I didn't know anything about you can have what you say. We were walking, we left the airplane there in front of the hangar, everybody else left. And so I had my dad by the hand and we were walking out and I stopped and I turned around. I said, Daddy, I'm going to do that. He said, what? I said, I'm going to fly airplanes. He said, boy, you can do that. Amen. See, he didn't, well, you can't do that. You'll ever kill yourself. No. Boy, you can do that. And I did. And found out later I was called to do it. Well, now, keep I wrote this in the front of this Bible. Always stay on the God side of everything. Always stay on His side. Always. He's always right the first time. Amen. So, now back to the 10th chapter of Matthew. Well, in that 9th chapter, isn't that good? Jesus went about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Preaching, teaching, and healing. That's what he was about. But he was not doing this to prove his deity. He was doing it because his Father commanded him to do it. Amen. So, now he called them, gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Then it gives all of their names. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them. Say, commanded them. So now, his commandment, when Jesus, God manifested in the flesh, commanded something, what's the difference in that and the Ten Commandments? No, he commanded. He commanded. So if they would obey the command, they get the results. So he commanded them. Go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves. For the workman is worthy of his meat. Another place it says, the workman is worthy of his hire. He chose them. He picked them. But he said, you're working for me now. Leave your money at home. You're working for me. So, whatever city or town you enter, and so forth and so on. Well, what I wanted you to see. He hired them and commanded them. Hired them and commanded them. Heal the sick and raise the dead. This is what we do. I came to do the will of the Father. He didn't say, pick out the ones you think are worthy. No, the only thing he said about that, you find a house to stay in that's worthy. Don't be staying with a bum. You know, and don't go be running around all over town. Stay there. But then bless that house. Now, that tells a traveling preacher something. You don't need to be running around all over town and just run in just, you know, just right before the service and you know, take a quick shower and everything, run over there and say, thus saith the Lord. No, it doesn't work well like that. So now, let's go to the 10th chapter of Luke. Now, the job got so big, praise God, it got so big, there were so many people that Jesus needed help, and his staff wasn't big enough to do it. They needed help. After these things, the Lord appointed another 70 also. Now, what does appoint mean? He ordained them. And there are some translations, I understand, say that. And sent them two and two before the face of every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, harvest truly is great, but laborers are few. Pray ye the Lord therefore of the harvest, he would send laborers into the field. Go your way. I send you forth as lambs among wolves. And he said the same thing to them. You're working for me now, so don't take purse or money and all that. Just stay with me and I'll take care of everything. And into whatever house you enter, first say, peace. Now, we know now what he was saying. Say this, peace, shalom.
Shalom.
Nothing missing, nothing broken in this house. So he's telling them, you put your peace, so it's his peace, right?
Yes.
And then that house will prosper.
Amen.
Shalom is translated prosperity. It's translated heal and wholeness. Amen.
Amen.
So bring that into that house.
Yes.
He didn't say, go in there and correct all those people now. Straighten them out. No, he said, bring peace in there.
Yes.
Well, there might have been some problems in that house. Not anymore. In the book of Revelation, you see it. He said, I'm knocking on the door. If you will open up, if you will invite me in, if you will invite me in, I will sup with you. In other words, if you'll invite me in for dinner. This is an Eastern book. You have to go back to the customs and the ideas and the knowledge. If you'll invite me in, then I will pay all the rent. I will pay for all the food. I will take care of everything in that house. If you just let me in. If you will, and I'm saying this now, listen to what I'm saying. If you will invite me into your heart, that's really what he was talking about. I'm knocking at the door of your heart. If you will invite me in, I will prosper you. I will take care of you. Amen. I'll take care of your spirit, soul, and body, and financially, and socially. So, but you can see, heal the sick that are therein and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come unto you. But into whatsoever city you enter and they receive you not, go your way out in the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaves unto us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But then once you've said that, forget it. Don't even worry about it. What's he saying? Put it behind you. Shake the dust of your feet off. Amen. Now, by saying things like that, that immediately, by obeying Jesus, that immediately put that city in the hands of God to see to it that they're taught, to see to it that the work of the devil there is broken. Amen? So see his will. Everything, always heal the people. Get somebody well. heal the people.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go to kcm.org/events for more information. The enemy may be telling you, you can't live through this disease. You'll be dealing with this pain forever. But that's a lie. God's word says that by Jesus' stripes, you were healed, so you can live long and strong. With the MB3 disc, be made whole, live long, live healthy, renew your faith, and rejuvenate your life. These three messages by Gloria Copeland are also available on digital download. Learn how you can receive your wholeness, why walking in love is important to your health, and how the authority you have as a born-again believer frees you from sickness. Walk in the blessing that Jesus bought and paid for you to have. Take hold of the Word of God. Speak the truth over your body, your mind, the situation, and your family. Jesus is your healer. He wants you to be made whole. You have been redeemed from the curse. Take hold of this powerful truth and discover all that God has made available through Christ Jesus. Request your free copy of Gloria Copeland's series entitled Be Made Whole, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This week in the United States, we are celebrating Thanksgiving. This is a time where we Americans express our thankfulness to God for His love, protection, and provision for our nation. But no matter what nation you may live in around the world, we can all be thankful for this one thing. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank God it's still His perfect plan that you be healed and prosperous right now. Jesus prayed that God's will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from our Heavenly Father, with whom there is no variations or shadow of turning. God wants you to experience heaven on earth every day. The first step to receiving God's perfect will in your life is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you've not done that, then pray this with me. Father in heaven, I receive your gift, and I receive the payment that Jesus paid for my sin. I acknowledge my transgression before you, and I declare that Jesus was raised up from the dead. Thank you, Father, that I am born again, and I declare Jesus as my Lord. With glory to God, you have become a citizen of God's kingdom, and all the promises of God's word to you are yes and amen. If you prayed with me and would like to learn more about your rights as a child of God, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a gift they would like to send you for free. It's called the Salvation Package. There's a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures that will give you a simple reading plan and some tips on how to study your Bible. These materials will help you understand your new life in God's family and get to know God more intimately as your loving Heavenly Father. To request your salvation package, go to kcm.org and we will send it to you absolutely free. Take time this week to thank God for all the good things He's done for you. God is always good, and your thankfulness opens the door for Him to express His goodness in your life. Be sure to join Brother Copeland next week as he teaches you how to follow God's instructions to receive your healing. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.